Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Anchorage Community Theater's upcoming production of Barbara LeBeau's intriguing drama, Ashana Madel.
And to talk about it, we have Anna Kate Williams and Karina Becker. And welcome.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Yes, it is.
And this play opens not tomorrow, but a week from.
Mm-hmm. Yep, January 25th.
And so we're talking about it in advance.
Yeah.
And Kate, you're acting in it this time.
Uh-huh.
Anna Kate, sorry.
That's all right.
And what part are you playing?
I play Lucia Weiss Pachenik. I'm one of the sisters, and I am was born and raised in Poland. At the beginning of the play, the play opens actually in America, and it takes place in America, and I am just coming over from Poland in 1946, a year after being liberated from Auschwitz.
And Karina, what part do you play in the play?
I am the other sister. I'm playing Rose Weiss, or Reisel Weiss. Reisel is my Polish name. I also was born in Poland, but my father and I moved over to America when I was 4 years old. So I have been separated from my sister for all this time, and she is coming to meet me at my home, and it's our reunion.
Yeah.
When you first see us.
So this must bring up an interesting meeting between the two sisters who've been separated for so long. How does that work out? What happens when you first meet?
Well, it's really scary for Lucia because suddenly I'm in a whole different country. I know English because I was educated, and my whole life we were expecting to go to America. So this is something that I knew was going to happen, or thought or hoped was going to happen much sooner. And suddenly, I have memories of my baby Schwester, my baby sister, from four, and suddenly there's this grown woman instead, and she's trying to get me to, eat and do all these things, and taking me to movies, and it's a little overwhelming.
And I'm very American compared to Lucia, and so I have all these things I want to show her when she comes, and it's a little overwhelming because there's also that language barrier between us. And I have very little memories of my time in Poland, so it's almost like I'm meeting her for the first time.
Yeah.
And our father, our papa, has been kind of preparing me for this for a long time, but not in the same way that Lucia was with Mama.
So, and we should say, so which of you or both of you are the Shining Maidens?
The Ashana Madel. I think it's both. I think it's at different parts of the show. In the beginning, Lucia very much rejects the idea of myself being the Ashana Madel, and it's always Reisel. Mama always called Reisel Ashana Madel. And at different parts of the shows, it's switches back and forth, but it's not as though one only has to be the Ashana Madel.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
And it's definitely something we discuss too, because I think it's discovering that part of them at different points. It changes because I don't have memories of my past. So it's discovering those moments where Mama would call me an Ashana Madel, or those memories of my life before I came to America. So it's kind of a discovery for both of us in different ways.
Yeah.
So the play is a lot about discoveries. You, Karina, discovering your past, which you have, in a sense, forgotten, but which is brought back to you in the form of your sister. How does that affect your characters, discovering the new discoveries that you come about? Does it change you a whole lot? Is there a lot of conflict involved with that? Karina, why don't you go ahead and answer this question?
I would say that it definitely affects me. I have kind of an idealistic view of the world in the beginning of the play, as far as what I see for myself, and, idealizing movie stars and the American dream and that kind of, viewpoint. Whereas when Lucia comes into my life, I see, a side of my culture, a side of my family history that I never really had knowledge of before. So I think it adds depth to her life and gives her, you know, more weight and more importance to what her future will bring rather than that ideal fantasy.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Anna Kate Williams and Karina Becker, talking about Ashena Madel, a play which is to open next weekend at Anchorage Community Theater. I've never seen this play. I've heard about it. I've read parts of it so long ago, I've forgotten it. So essentially, the play is about the relationship between the sisters, or is there more to it than that?
Yes, there's more. It's a relationship between the sisters, but also just with family. It's a very warm play. It's about love and how love can conquer even horrible circumstances. You also in the play see a lot of Lucia's memories or fantasies of Poland pre-war, during the war, and right after the liberation as well. And that's in the form of Lucia's childhood friend, Hanna, who went through the concentration camp with her as well. As well as her husband, David, who I believe Lucia is still searching for and believes that he is still alive, as well as Mama. There are lots of memories of and fantasies of Mama as I'm trying to make sense of the world and trying to wonder, you know, why didn't she make it over as well and come to terms with and come to peace with my father, with Papa, because I see him as, you know, this figure who I remember. I remember him. I remember he was very stern, but he also had pride in his family. But I also don't understand why he didn't bring us over sooner. And as well as the hope of finding my husband and moving on. Karina talked a lot about discovery for her character, but I don't think actually Lucia has too many discoveries because I come more from a place of knowledge. I know my family. I know my Aunt Berta, who I looked like. I know what happened during the Holocaust, during the war. I know what happened to Mama. There are a lot of things that I know that is revealed throughout the play. And I also have a faith that is like knowledge that I will find my husband, that I will move on from this. And so it's more of a me trying to deal with the past and moving on and building a future.
Fascinating play.
Yeah, very much so.
It's very moving.
Anna Kate, you mentioned a moment ago that your character was a survivor of Auschwitz.
Mm-hmm.
Karina, as someone who... as a character who avoided mm-hmm. that or was able to get, was not thrown into Auschwitz, do you feel your character has any sort of survival guilt?
Oh, most definitely. I don't think she expresses it outwardly, but it's something that she carries with her throughout. And there are moments where you see that come to light, where she's been trying to piece together her family from news articles and pictures that she's seen from the war and trying to find some sense of what her family is and what Mama and Lucia have been through. And you see the relationship with Rose and Papa and how he's been protecting her for all these years and keeping information that, you know, slowly comes to light throughout the play. And it's definitely something that's been there the whole time. But I would say Rose definitely has a rosy disposition, so her name is appropriate. So she mm-hmm. she definitely covers a lot.
And I forgot to mention when I was mentioning all of the characters, the wonderful actors that we have the privilege of working with. Shane Mitchell plays Papa, our father. Heather Sawyer plays Mama.
Chloe Cotton plays Hanna.
And Billy Worthy rounds out the cast with playing my husband, David. And Erin Dagan Mitchell is our director, and she's doing such a wonderful, wonderful job. It's really fun to go to rehearsals.
Well, we have about a minute left, but I wanted to talk just briefly about Brian Saylor's set, which is mm-hmm. a wonderful set. He always does wonderful sets. And in this play, apparently, he's had to come up to the challenge of providing a set that allows for this, the memories, the fantasies. Mm-hmm. Can you just talk briefly about that?
Yeah, the set is basically done already, a week before we open, which is amazing and been wonderful to have it come alive. Mm-hmm. But it also is sort of a floating set. There on either side, there's a blackness, as well as there are some walls in the set that are there, but not really. We have to act that as though there are walls, and it allows my memories and fantasies to come in and just kind of sweep over the stage. Karina, a couple of times you've accused yourself of looking through the wall. We keep on catching.
It's very easy to do, as you will see. It's set in my apartment. It's a studio apartment, so you see the bedroom, the living area, and the dinette, and these fantasies and memories happen around and within this New York apartment. So,
well, unfortunately, we're running out of time so quick this time. I can't believe it. So I want to thank you both for coming, Anna Kate Williams and Karina Becker,
yes,
to talk
thank
about.
Thank you so much for
thank
having
you.
Us.
About this wonderful play, the Shannon Maidl, which is opening next weekend. Or mm-hmm. next Thursday, actually, at Anchorage Community Theater.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org.
In Fairbanks, the Bardathon will be held from January 19th to 27th. Shakespeare plays and other works will be read nearly nonstop with local readers and call-in readers. For information, go to FST, that's Fox Sugar
Tango,
alaska.org.
Up in Wasilla Valley Performing Arts is presenting Sense and Sensibility, running through February the 13th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sundays at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195, or you can go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Anchorage Community Theater is offering classes in stage makeup and sound design starting Saturday, January 26th. To register, email Kate at actfamily@gci.net or call 344-4713.
At Cyrano's, Freud's Last Session is running through January the 27th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7, and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS, or you may go to centertix.net.
Anchorage Opera's production of Tosca will be produced the weekend of January 25th, with productions Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 4 at the Discovery Theater in the Performing Arts Center. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS. There will also be a free preview discussion with the conductor and stage director on January 24th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Lusac Library. For information, call the Opera at 279-2557.
And for two nights only, you can see Project Petowski, an Alaskan premiere play with music by Ann Redig. This play is performing at the Sidney Lawrence Theater tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of A Shana Maidl opens January 25th and runs through February 17th. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt for KSKA.